ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
This is a question that surely all of us have asked ourselves, particularly as we get older. How would my life be different if I made different choices? Dark Matter is an upcoming Apple TV Plus adaptation of the best-selling sci-fi novel, which stars Joel Edgerton and Jennifer Connelly. We're joined now by the writer and showrunner of Dark Matter, Blake Crouch, and executive producer Matt Tolmach. Blake and Matt, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Good to be here.
Blake, it's quite unusual for an author to have so much involvement in the adaptation of their own work. What have you learnt about your own story from the process of adaptation, do you think?
I learned that stories can have a second life if you adapt them yourself. It's like getting a do-over on your own material in the best possible way. Super proud of the book, you know, but there was always this nagging question in the back of my mind about expanding certain storylines, particularly Daniela and Jason too. And to get to do that in the long-form television model was just, it was so much fun.
It's interesting because, you know, we have the genre of sci-fi and we think of far-off and strange things. But as Matt's saying, these are the things that we almost are too frightened to talk about, let alone think about. When I was watching some of the pieces yesterday, I thought, oh, I almost don't want to go down that path of thinking, what if? What if I'd continued with that job or that relationship or stayed there or gone here? It's fascinating but excruciating as well.
Oh, it's, you know, my first few novels were horror novels, technically. But in some ways, Dark Matter is the scariest novel I've ever written because it asks really potentially uncomfortable questions. And you kind of have to go into the book and the series with an open heart, asking yourself, am I happy with my life? I was asking myself that as I was writing the book, and it sort of led me to the next chapter of my life.
In what way? What do you mean?
Well, I was like in my mid, late 30s writing the book, old enough to look back and see some of the choices I had made, to question, were they the right ones? To question, am I living like the best version of myself? And when I got to the end of the book, without getting too personal, I made some changes in my life.
Matt, for you, what have you learnt along the way of being so involved in this story? And have you been brave enough to take a look at your own life and think, what if? What if?
I'm somewhat brave. I don't know that I'm entirely brave, but I'm pretty lucky. I think with my lot in life and the people that I've chosen to spend it with, I'm incredibly lucky. So, you know, to that, and I'm not just saying that so that when my wife hears this, she doesn't leave me. I actually mean that, you know, because I sometimes think about, you know, the what if I had not met my wife, and, you know, and not had my son, and, you know, and so I feel very, very grateful, but I'm also acutely aware that what this working on this did for me is it made me really conscious of those small moments when we do make decisions, you know, and I try to sort of appreciate them in the moment because I now believe that they have massive repercussions, and I really mean that, you know, and maybe in some way that's a gateway to, you know, just being a little bit more aware and a little bit more present.
And Blake as well, I mean, the next layer out of that as well is that it's not only on the choices that we know about, that I could have gone with this person or gone to this place, but also if we turned the corner and walked a different way, we don't know what might have happened there as well. So we don't know what we've missed out on in many circumstances, for good or bad.
Oh, it's totally true. Yeah, there's this great line in a Cormac McCarthy novel. Some character is like bemoaning something bad that happened to them. And someone says, you don't know what worse luck your bad luck saved you from. The idea being...
That's a fantastic quote, isn't it? You've got Joel Edgerton starring in this, who, you know, we're very biased in this part of the world, who we think is wonderful, but also Jennifer Connelly. How challenging was it for the cast to not only get their head around one set of circumstances, but to be playing in different worlds that cross over each other, Matt?
I'm sure it was challenging, but I can tell you that Joel and Jennifer and all of our cast made it look effortless. When you get an actor of the caliber of Joel Edgerton, you get someone who is so thoughtful and gives you not just one version of a character, but multiple very nuanced versions of the same character. Mm. We think that like Joel and Jennifer and Elise and Jimmy really kind of saved this show from becoming too much of like a skit. It's like there's a bad version of Dark Matter, or it's just like Jason 2's got a twisty mustache and a black hat and and an evil laugh. And
The arch version.
And Joel was never in a million years going to do that. He elevated it to such an incredible extent. He made me raise my game as a writer, and I suspect raised everyone's game who walked onto that set.
Yeah.
What do you think the story tells us about parenting?
For me, you know, the relationship that the Dessens have, you know, with Charlie is a very sort of beautiful one. And I think, you know, the allowing your children the space to make their own choices, you know, not your choices, but their choices, is a very complicated thing, if we're being honest, again, to do. And yet you have to, because you have to let them be the captains of their destiny. So for me, it's really, it's that fine line between, you know, guiding your children and allowing them to make those seminal choices, that will define them.
Hmm. One of the things that I talked a lot about with Joel in terms of the difference between Jason 1 and 2 was, you know, Jason 2 chose not to have a family. He chose to pursue his work. Mm. And Jason 1 chose love. He chose openness. He made the choice to have other people in his life. And I think that having children is that exactly. It is a inherently selfless act, and it opens yourself up to potential pain, to heartache, because you are sending something that you love more than yourself out into the cruel world, and it's an act of bravery. And I think, interestingly, it's what ultimately separates Jason 1 from Jason 2. Jason 1, in a lot of ways, is more brave because of that choice.
Right. It's interesting. I mean, it's very scary looking at a child and thinking, what will happen to you? I want to protect you from the world. Yeah. But is there also an element of the story? Sometimes we look back at our life and think, what do we regret and the difficult things? But also, sometimes is the hardest thing in the world to open yourself up to joy.
That's really well said. The idea of risking love. The idea that maybe you do deserve good things. I think as much as people are afraid of the bad things, I think sometimes we're equally afraid of the good things, because good things impact us in such profound ways. They force us to grow. And you know, these are like the conversation we're having right now. These are the conversations we had on a daily basis with the actors, and it really became kind of a therapy session every day on the show.
It sounds extraordinary. The trailer, it scared the hell out of me in all the right ways, because these questions are so big. It's been so great to have a chat with you, Blake and Matt, and good luck with the show.
Really great talking to you.
Thank you so
Enjoyed
much.
This. Thank you.
Was the writer and showrunner of Dark Matter. That's Blake Crouch and executive producer Matt Tolmach. And Dark Matter premieres on Wednesday on Apple Plus. Asking all the big questions there. It was a really interesting discussion. So have a look out for that.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music, and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.